So this judgment is in some ways welcome news for the Greens after the sight of two of their TDs, one of them a minister, failing to support the government's residential tenancies bill in a rather fractious Thaw last night. The two, Nasa Harrigan and Minister of State Joe O'Brien, have had their speaking rights suspended for 2 months, although the Dáil's on its summer break for the next 6 weeks, so it ends up being a fairly minor sanction. This morning, party leader Eamon Ryan said his TDs must vote the government line.
You cannot vote against government if you're in government. You cannot abstain if you're in government. It weakens our strength. It weakens government. It doesn't work. I'm confident we'll come back and we'll work well as a team, because that's what voting together makes you, a team. And I'm also confident in working with Pascal, working with Taoiseach Micheál Martin, that actually we can help manage our country through this crisis.
Green Party leader Eamon Ryan, Rebel TD Nasa Harrigan, who's quit her position as party whip, told Sarah McInerney this morning she accepted her sanction.
We did have a meeting quite late last night after the debate in the chamber, and what I said at that meeting is that I fully expect to be sanctioned, and whatever sanctions they decide on, I will accept them, and I knew what I was doing, and therefore they're, you know, whatever they decide was right. I also didn't enter into government with the party intending to vote against the government. That's not my intention into the future, and that wasn't my intention after the programme for government vote happened.
Nasa Harrigan on Radio 1 this morning. For more on all of this, I'm joined by Irish Times political correspondent Harry McGee. Eamon Ryan there saying that these votes weakens the party. Has he weakened himself, Harry, by not taking a tougher line against his rebel TDs?
Well, I think it might reflect his own already enfeebled position within the party, Anya. They've had a very divisive battle over government. It was followed by a leadership contest that was much closer than anybody anticipated, and really put big question marks about the future of Eamon Ryan as leader of the Green Party into the long term. So he wasn't really starting off from a strong position in the first instance. But the whole episode yesterday and the aftermath was a farce, to be quite honest. You had one TD voting against. That was kind of expected, because Nasa Harrigan has grappled with the idea of government since February, and people were not hugely surprised that she voted against. But it was Joe O'Brien that provided the big surprise, his abstention on the substantive bill at the end took everybody by surprise, and was of a much more serious order, given, as you said, that he is a Minister of State. And afterwards he said that the legislation wasn't good enough, but he is a member of government and has to assume collective responsibility. So if it wasn't good enough, it was indirectly, albeit his own fault. So both of them were kind of talking about this, you know, a la carte approach to journalism. But I think, as Eamon Ryan's comments this morning illustrate, they've all plumped for the set menu, and that's what they're going to get. And they can't pick and choose what they're voting against. The sanctions were incredibly light. They were straight out of the GAA or IRFU playbook, where a player is suspended in the off-season and doesn't miss any matches. And if it was intended to have a chilling effect on any of the party's TDs into the future, I think it didn't succeed in that particular aim.
This follows, of course, the row over the junior ministers, the special super juniors pay increase row, Eamon Ryan and his eight advisers. It's a remarkably own goal kind of start for the Green Party in government, isn't it?
Yes, and for the government as a whole, they've had a torrid July. I think Fionnuala was on your programme yesterday going through them seriatim, and it hasn't been too smart lat the hybra, is the old Irish expression. It just hasn't happened for this government, and it particularly hasn't happened for the Green Party. And as I said, they are divided. There is a minority of the party who are opposed to government, and they will continue to campaign against government. A new Ginger group has been formed that's affiliated to the party Just Transition Greens, and they are campaigning essentially against the government to which the party is now a member. And because of the closeness of the contest, mm-hmm. because of the divisiveness, because of all the allegations of bullying online that happened over the past couple of months, the party finds itself in a very divided position, and that in turn has weakened its authority. And essentially, I mean, the party is almost afraid to say boo to anybody at the moment in case it causes any offence. So it really needs to stand up a little bit more and be more confident in terms of its being a member of government, or else it will be crucified by the opposition, who will target the Greens at every opportunity on private members' motions and on other motions as well.
Finally and briefly, if the last month has been tough with billions to give away, how are they going to make it through the painful decisions on the budget and the economic plan?
Well, this is it. And, you know, it's the set menu. Eamon Ryan was warning his colleagues that they really can't vote against the government. They can't abstain into the future. Nasa Hourigan was talking about a conversation about reforming the whip system, which is a conversation that perhaps should take place. But the reality of the situation is that it's not going to take place during the lifetime of this particular government. And Green Party TDs will have to take a decision as to whether they're signed up to the programme for government and all that government entails, or whether they will decide, as a matter of political conscience, that they will vote against and perhaps suffer the consequences that might arise.
Harry McGee, political correspondent for the Irish Times. Thank you very much.